At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. We are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Fun show lined up today, including Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor. Very good on the NBA in 45 minutes. Nigel Seeley with the soccer bets. Mike Palm, the maestro in studio, and Mike Dettillier from WWL in New Orleans and his own draft guide on the NFL draft back end of today's program. Yesterday had everything again in the sports world, but we will begin in the NBA where last night, chaos, Armageddon, everything taking place. Big injury again, which we'll get to. The Embiid and the degree of difficulty in his game-winning shot in overtime. The Raptors, you have to make your free throws, pals. Come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And then the Nets gave one away last night, and they fell apart, and Kyrie and Durant were awful in the second half, pretty much for the entire game. And give Boston credit, going to Brooklyn now up 2-0. Last night was a lot of fun, had everything.
If I tell you before the game, Brown has 23, Dragic 18, and Curry 16, what would you
say? As that game was developing, telling yourself, look at what is happening from the others for the Nets. And Kyrie and KD aren't really playing that well, and they're up big?
Yep.
You were thinking, okay, the Nets are going to go back tied at one in the series, and they have a clear edge now to win the series?
Yep. Durant hits 18 free throws and stays under his prop total with points. Think about that. But that had everything. I mean, you're up 17 with a minute left in the second quarter. They were outworking Boston. They were beating them up on the glass. The Celtics came out flat for whatever reason, and you can't put them away, and you can't win that game. And I cannot believe how bad Durant played in the second half. Now, our friend Brian Mahoney, who was on yesterday, had a good tweet about maybe he's tired because he had to play so many minutes and back-to-backs just to make sure they got into the play-in, and they were the 7, mm-hmm. and they got it at home. Maybe it's catching up with him. I don't know. But I cannot believe how bad he was shooting and couldn't make a shot, didn't make one shot in the second half.
Could you believe the lack of adjustments made by head coach Steve Nash?
I'm not surprised. This long two business, lack of adjustments, you're exactly right. And Boston being physical.
So I watched the post game last night with Kevin Durant, and he was talking about the scheme that Udoka and the Celtics were throwing at him. He said, every single time down the court, I'm getting hit by 2-3 guys every single time. And he goes, they're playing amazing defense, and every time I get the ball, I'm looking around. There's like, this guy's on me, and this guy's coming over. And again, the angles are taking, the switching. He's like, they're making it very difficult. Then as you're watching the Nets on offense, you're thinking in your head, why are they so stagnant here? Why is the ball dying once it gets into the hands of Kyrie and specifically KD? Where's the movement? Where's the flow on that side of the ball?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, as it's progressing, I'm like, Steve Nash, can he coach?
I watched you play, though. Remember when he was with Phoenix? How
it was beautiful.
Yes, I know. And then they run this trash.
Oh, it is trash.
I know.
It's nothingness.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you got that performance from the other players not named, you know, again, Irving or Durant, and you can't win the basketball game.
Yeah. Part of it's Kyrie. He's a ball stopper.
Oh, yeah.
But that's that cannot happen. That can't happen. Durant's 4 of 17. Wow. And you blow a 17-point lead, and you get that production out of the Brown goes off early. Brown has 9 points early.
That, and he also closed with a tremendous fourth quarter. Uh-huh. He was terrific. But also, and Jaylen Brown pointed this out, take a listen to what he said after the game, because if you watch the game, I mean, you knew that Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard just, I mean, it was invaluable what they did off the bench last night, and Brown recognized that.
They got to be aggressive. Like, they got to make plays. Like, if, you know, they're going to treat them like they're, you know, a non-basketball player, and they're not going to pay attention to them, they got to attack. We give them the confidence to go and beat themselves. Peyton came out, you know, didn't play much in game one, you know, but had an impact in game one and came back in game two, ready to go and made some big plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter. That was amazing. Just goes to show his confidence in himself, you know, just goes to show his poise, his readiness. And we're going to need that going forward. Same thing with Grant. First half, the story was Grant. Grant, in moments where it looked like the game was getting away from us, Grant was the catalyst to bring it, you know, back down to earth. And he made some key buckets where they left them open, and he, you know, he made them pay. So we gotta keep winning as a team. It's not me and Jason. It's not, you know, me, Jason, and Smart. It's the Celtics.
They were great.
Great job by him. Yeah, yep, they really
exactly
were.
Exactly right. Yes, and I thought they were gonna lose that game. I mean, to be down 17 and the production from the others with the Nets. I don't know. That was a strange game for Tatum. That's the other thing. You win the game and Tatum doesn't go off.
I would agree.
What a bizarre game. Refs got involved in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
The foul fest started again. But I cannot believe there was a 7:30 stretch in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes and 30 seconds. The Nets scored 2 points. 2 points.
Well, and their big two, 1 of 17 in the second half.
Oh, God.
That's unacceptable.
Oh.
That cannot happen.
Oh, man.
And you know, coming in today, looking at the screens here at Circa, and there's video showing Ben Simmons again, and he's out there practicing with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, sure.
Now, but the news is he could be back for what, game four?
Well, I tell you, Williams is coming back, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, they're going to get Williams back, and he was doing three-on-three workouts yesterday, too. So what's he going to do? He can't be in this. Barkley nailed it again on the pregame. Guy hasn't played in a year. You're going to bring... Oh, he can play defense, though.
Sure.
Okay, then you're playing 4-on-5 on offense, and I can foul Claxton if he's on the floor.
Right.
And what are you going to get out of Drummond? Nash also wasn't playing the veterans.
No, he's not.
He says that's it. He gave up on him. He gave up on Aldridge and Griffin.
Refuses to.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at the Celtics at -380 to win the series. That's going to take 4 out of 5? They could. They got the firepower for sure, and we would not expect Durant and, you know, well, specifically him to play like this for the rest of the series.
Mm-hmm.
He's been off for the first two games.
Yeah, they also can't get stops when it matters, and they don't play any defense either. So he's going to have now with this condensed schedule, and these guys are going to have to play so many minutes just to get back in the series, and we knew that anyways. And the physicality, I can't see it. The other thing, Eric Lewis was one of the officials last night. Boston has won 14 in a row, 5 in the playoffs when Eric Lewis is on their game.
Saw that. Yep.
So do it that way you want. We tweeted it before the game, too.
What was the degree of difficulty on a 7-foot center hitting that game-winning three, Joel Embiid, last night? I mean, come on. That was borderline impossible.
Yep.
And that guy goes out there and nails it, nothing but net. It's like, how does that happen?
Yep.
He's a complete freak.
Absolutely. I was going to say the same thing. Yes. You also forget how big he is.
Oh, yes, you do.
And he's going against the Oompa Loompas. That's the other thing. There's nothing Toronto can do. They can't. He's too damn big and he's too good.
Yep.
Can you drop a better play in regulation, Doc? But he hits the three. There was the first. Toronto was 17-0 all time. Sportsnet Stats tweeted out. 17-0 all time at home in the playoffs when they had a double-digit lead at halftime.
Yep.
That goes bye-bye. Make your free throws, as you mentioned. They blow a 17-point lead. I didn't even bother to look at Sixers in a sweep and write it down. In 5 was, I think, plus 350. But the Sixers to sweep them now?
Well, okay.
I don't think they roll over Toronto, but it, you can't lose that game if you're the Raptors.
No, you can't. You can't.
And, Precious, come on. Put the lotion in the basket. You can't. Both free throws you miss?
Both of them.
20 seconds left? You miss both?
Because here's what I'm going to tell you, Paul. Even if he makes one of those two free throws, I have like zero confidence that Doc Rivers is going to draw up a better play than what happened at the end of regulation.
It would have been the clogged toilet.
Yes, it would have been.
Dribble, no movement.
What do we do? Right. Shot clock's down. Yeah. I better get it up right now.
Yep.
And chuck up a 25-footer.
Yep.
The Raptors were going to win that game. But now here's the angle, right? The one that we specifically talked about yesterday and the day before. Raptors first half got there, no problem.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't win the game. And in fact, because of the three-pointer, Embiid, that actually covered for the 76ers. They were laying two in the game. So
they put his point prop over two.
Yeah, that's right.
How bad was that beat?
Was it 32.5?
Yeah. How good are these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Embiid was 32.5. He had 33. Harden was 20.5. He had 19. Danny Green was 8.5. He had 9.
You know, that's another thing. Harden fouled out of the game before overtime. Yes. And they win the contest.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. Like, well, everybody was on Toronto. That's one thing that kind of scared me off of it. But also, we didn't see the Scottie Barnes injury happening. That coupled with, we knew that Thibault wasn't going to be able to play up in Toronto. So the thought of a 76ers sweep, I mean, when you said that you never even paid attention to the price, I don't think many people really gave him a chance to sweep the Raptors. Now they're one game away.
It can happen just like that, too. Just like that.
Yep.
Boy, how about Harden? I mean, he can't finish and get to the basket.
Yep.
Remember how in the playoffs a couple years ago, how they were guarding him? Guys were behind him.
Oh, yeah.
He's up like this, and guys are behind him. Now it's like, I don't care if you shoot. What are you going to do? He was okay. I mean, he's getting everyone involved.
But he was fine, yeah.
19 points, but that's right back with the prop total, his points under again.
Well,
I mean, he's not the same player.
And I'll give you one more. I'm looking at the Bucks now. If you missed the game, they lost last night. Great job by the Bulls. And the Bulls were up by 14 at halftime. DeRozan, what a year this guy put together.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks lose, tied at 1, and now they're down. I'm looking at Bucks minus 255 to win the series. The reason why, if he didn't stay up for the game last night, Chris Middleton, MCL injury. They're going to have an MRI on it today. And Budenholzer and Giannis, like last night, were like, I think he's going to be okay. Then he's like, he's limping. He's not going to be okay.
No?
Now, I will give you this. Over the last 2 years, the Bucks are 86-34 when Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday are all on the floor together, including the playoffs. But they did outscore opponents by 7.8 points per 100 possessions when Antetokounmpo and Holiday played without Middleton on the floor.
They still have enough, and they should win the series. But they were minus 3,800 before Game 2.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 250. The Bulls were 2-21 this year against top four seeds. I did not see this coming. But DeRozan said all the right things. I'll never shoot like that again. The big three were 30% in game one. And you saw how Vucevic and DeRozan shot in getting the win. I am shocked with that because they could have won game one.
Yep. I'm maybe going to consider a Bucks-Suns series price parlay now that they're really low. Thinking they can win with some of these injuries. First hour, Follow the Money, brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. A recap of last night's betting results coming up next. And Paul's going to grade out some season-long point totals in the NHL. Three teams stayed under by 35-plus points.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Doubles, 4-1 on the money line. How about that? Great performance in the first half. And they take out the Bucks to even the series at 1. DeRozan, he's right. I'll never shoot like that again. He was 16 of 31. Milwaukee, 8 points from their bench. Huh. We're talking about the Nets and the Celtics production. 8 points from the bench.
That was it.
Ooh.
You see the shot that Portis took and what his eyeball looked like?
Yeah, he got hurt too. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes. Unders last night, 3-0. Celtics Nets total 228.5 down to 226. Seattle Kraken, 3-1. They beat the Avalanche. Led 3-0 early and hung on. Arsenal, plus 335, beat Chelsea in the Premier League. Padres, 165 up to 195. How about the Reds, huh? How about this outfit? More on the Reds coming up. They get shut out. Guardians, 110 up to 145. Beat the White Sox. Favorites last night in MLB, 12-4. It's 62% on the season and 28-10 the last 3 days.
28-10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dogs have fleas in MLB so far. Unders are 60% on the year. 60-61% too. How about that?
I mean, you look across the board almost every single day, you're seeing 2-1, 4-3, low-scoring games.
Oilers, 160 up to 180. Beat Dallas. Golden Knights, 130 up to 145. Beat the Capitals in overtime. Goal in the first 10. Yes, went 4-0 yesterday. Subscribe, be part of the team, beeson.com. Our radio and podcast friends. It's popping here, here at Circa. Thanks to all the tweets. Send them in, whatever happens here. Look at this. Royale with cheese. $4,000. Keith popped one yesterday and he sent that in from Follow the Money Army. Excuse me, that was Frank. That was Frank. And then look at this one. So this is, it's our buddy John Brown. John Brown likes to unwind after a hard day's work.
Yep.
And he gets dealt three and he gets it. Also, was that the same suit on both of them, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and he gets it for almost $1,100. Good job, John Brown. Excellent work. All right, going in fresh, two dog videos. Everyone loves them. These are great videos. This is going to be the, as always, dog getting a haircut. Look at a face. French Bulldog again? Is that what that is?
I think so, yeah.
Look at that guy. Yeah, a little off the top here.
Come on, make me look good, pal.
Look at his face. I can't believe how well-behaved he is. He sits there, no problem, right?
Plenty of dogs. They would never do this.
Now, there's concerns this might be staged, but you think if it's not, if it's real,
no,
it's top five.
I'm convinced it's staged.
Okay.
Or not staged, but these dogs are trained to do this. But this video, regardless, is unbelievable. As you see, like, the master here, the owner, feeding the dogs, right?
Oh!
And he's toying with them, and the dog gets a little unhappy. And they're like, pal, we want more food than that. Okay, we're going to grab onto your hoodie right now, and there you go! Time for you to go, pal! They drag him outside, and it gets better.
He put the food in the dish and then dumped it back in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God!
Close the door on him.
Yeah.
It's like, screw you, we're going to get our own food.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, sure.
So,
I think
regardless, it's very good.
He dumps it back in.
He wants more. Come on, pal. No.
He stole the ball.
Stop screwing with me. I'm hungry.
That is great. Let's go with it. That's dynamite. I love it. Lose some. Raptors were 17-0 all time in the playoffs, went up double digits at half at home. They lose in overtime, and now it's over. Collect the jerseys. They're down 3-0. You're better off with the rolling it over parlay, but they are 30-1 to come back and win the series for news matter only. Lose some. We always talk about this, about the most impressive thing about Haralabob Vulgaris, the number one NBA bettor in the world, was how did he get down? The difficult, and also if you have all these outs, he would give people percentage of what he would win. Now think about how good you have to be to do that. But he tweeted the other day, we had Mayweather as a beard for 1.5 days. He kept disagreeing with the picks. Whatever he bet, you can bet he's destined to lose. You can bet the play. This is Vulgaris tweeting back in the day. You can bet the play or you can bet against me, champ, whatever you want. Mayweather would respond, I don't want to bet against you. You're supposed to win, right? I just don't like the other team. It was torture, he said.
It lasted, so, basically 36 hours.
Yes.
He would be, like, the best beard to ever have.
Sure.
Right?
Oh.
And so that's why, like, Haralabob thinking of these angles, reaching out, getting in touch with them, it made so much sense. I'd love to meet that guy. Haralabob, not Floyd. And sit down and just, like, listen to him talk for like 2 hours. It'd be incredible, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. You have potentially like the best beard ever because he's such a square at betting. And it's like 36 hours later.
Perfect beard.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, why it couldn't last. And imagine what that conversation was.
Oh, God.
And I know we had to get the Hollywood hot shots, too, with the actors to get in there as well. Well, how about the Reds? Reds get shut out. I mean, this is ugly. They're the only team, National League team in the modern era, to lose 9 in a row while having 7 or fewer hits than everyone. Yeah.
They can't score.
No.
First five.
What are they, 2-11?
Game.
2-12? They should be like 200-1 to the 13-run pool.
And you have not seen the video from I think it was the owner's kid, who was all brash and cocky on a local TV station like 2 weeks ago. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do, Reds fans? You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, we got to play that for Paul.
Where are you going to go?
He's not even asking him. He's telling him with sunglasses on, by the way. What are you going to do, huh? Where are you going to go? I'm going to sell my season tickets. I'm not going to buy them ever again. You got to go in fresh with that then. We got to play it on the air for you. Yeah.
Bad beats. Embiid points over 32.5. He hits the three in overtime to get there. I mean, it goes to overtime and he hits the three. Also, Leicester City, they allowed a goal in the 92nd minute and a 1-1 draw against Everton. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Good job, Dan. Good job, everyone. A week left in the regular season of the NHL. You heard Mitch's tweet, tease going out. These are the closing numbers at Circa. Florida, Toronto, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Washington, Columbus, Rangers, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis, Calgary, Kings, Anaheim, Nashville, Edmonton, over. Pending. Tampa, Boston, Detroit, Dallas, Vancouver. Those are pending. Montreal, Ottawa, Islanders, Devils, Flyers, Blackhawks, Knights, Seattle, Arizona, Jets, San Jose, all under. But the biggest differences here, Seattle closed 87.5. Here, it was higher in other spots. They have 58 points. Montreal closed 89.
Well,
they have 51 points. They closed 89. The Islanders, we said they were dead on arrival because of the schedule. They closed 98. They have 80. The Devils were 89. They have 61.
Wow.
The Flyers were 92.5. They have 57.
92.5.
That's your big boy. The Blackhawks
were... I forgot they had that high of expectations.
Yep. The Blackhawks were 90. They have 60. Well, they won last night. 61, 63 now, I believe. VGK was 104. They have 89. Calgary was 91.5. They have 104. And they're going to win the division. The Rangers were 96. They have 106. Those are your biggest differences. But Seattle, the Devils, the Flyers, the Blackhawks, Montreal, you're talking 30-point difference.
Well, and here's, by the way, this is the big news, I think, with the Kraken, because out here in Las Vegas anyway, you could have set yourself up for like an all-time middle shot, right? Mm-hmm. Because at one spot here in town in the summer last year, the Kraken point total was 66.5. 65.5, 66.5, I think, for the most part. And then when they reopened at other books or put them on the board, like entering the season, it was 92.5.
Yep.
And they're sitting right now. So if you went for that middle, I think plenty of people probably did. You're sitting at 58 right now, and they have, what, 6 games left? They have 5 games left.
Yeah.
5 games left. Oh, boy.
Look at that. My God. 89. Montreal's got 51. Devils, 89. They have 61. Philly, 92.5. They have 57. Blackhawks, 90. They're in the low 60s.
Can you recall top of your head? So would that make the Canadiens the worst ROI team in the sport?
I actually think it's the Flyers now.
Flyers might be worse.
I'll look right now. I think it's the Flyers. Because Montreal was the worst team, but they've had a couple wins in the last week or so.
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice job by the Kraken last night with that win. I was kicking that game around with a buddy of ours who is huge into hockey before the game. And we talked about the President's Trophy. I forgot about that. How it's thought of as kind of like a jinx. And teams are like, nah, we're good. We don't want the President's Trophy. So going into last night, Colorado was tied with Florida with 116 points.
Uh-huh.
And the Kraken were huge dogs to win that game. And they did in regulation.
Flyers down 24 units.
Okay.
Then the Blackhawks, then Montreal. Rangers are number one in ROI. It's not even close. You're up 15 units on the... That's 3 straight shutouts in a row for the Rangers.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
Yep. Catch me outside. Baseball is here, and Bet Rivers has a special offer for you for Saturday's games. Place a 3-leg same-game parlay of at least $25. And you will earn a $10 free bet with same-game parlays. You can combine player props and game bets to make your perfect combo. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Claim your offer on the BetRivers app or go to BetRivers.com. Up next, Debo Samuel wants a trade per reports. We'll kick around some of the teams that make sense and some pretty serious movement to discuss with NFL draft position props. What do people know about the second overall pick? We'll discuss coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're all in for the draft a week away right here in Vegas. And a special draft preview show this Sunday, 6 p.m. Tim Murray, Sean King will break it down with the first round. Guests include Brent Musburger, Michael Lombardi, Mike Golic, and his son. You can call him Junior, I guess. Draft preview special this Sunday, 6 p.m. exclusively on VSEN. And download our draft betting guide, best bets, mock drafts, everything you need to score big this season. $10, just $10, VSiN.com/draft. This is wild. This is fascinating that somebody knows something or somebody thinks they know something regarding Thibodeau. Remember, William Hill took it off the board, who will be the second pick in a draft.
Mm-hmm.
He was 11-1 at Caesars on March 30th. He is now plus 130. He is $1.35 at MGM to go to second to the Lions.
Mm-hmm. So what do people know? His under 5.5 is minus 240 last time I checked.
I've also seen 4.5s.
You have seen 4.5s now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So by the way, he's not the only player where the draft position is now steadily on the move. Sauce Gardner looking last night was 6.5 at Bet Rivers. Other spots out here in Las Vegas, down to 5.5.
He crashed, too, to go to Houston at 3, went from 9-1 to 275. Hello.
You don't see that all the time with the draft positions in particular. The other guy, Kenny Pickett, on the move from 10.5, now 12.5 over minus 125 on him as he continues to slide a little bit. And I looked at another guy, inside the NFL, looking at so many mock drafts, I can't even keep it straight. But there was an analyst saying last night who did a mock draft that Desmond Ridder in this team continues to be real and he's on the move. And this person...
Which way?
This person had Ridder going as a second quarterback in the first round. And Pickett sliding.
Okay.
Pickett going number 32 now.
Okay. Not to confuse people. He's going to go low. But top 20. Top 25.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The language here is a little... I'm sorry. Yeah. He's... People are really liking Ridder at this point.
There it is.
Okay. Yes. So the thought of him going first round and maybe, second, I don't know, potentially first quarterback overall could be a thing. So, and what they're hearing from other teams in line with that. So that's why his number has been moving. By the way, you can still find him 31.5 under plus money, or 30.5, like even at better odds, obviously.
Everyone's bashing these quarterbacks, and maybe rightfully so. You're still going to get three of them. I mean, there's still 3.5s out there in town, under minus 175.
Yeah.
I mean, I still see Corral and Mox. First round.
Yep.
I still see it. The Ritter stuff. And you know, Pickett and Willis should go in the first round. But where's Willis going to go now? That's
a great question.
Yes.
Will a quarterback go in the top 10? That's
no.
A prop that should be up.
No.
I'm with you on that. I don't think we're going to get Pickett or Willis to go in the top 10.
No. Nope.
I never once, and I could be dead wrong on this, I don't think the Panthers are taking a quarterback at number 6. I think that's a big mistake if they do that.
Yeah. People are saying they would do it because I think that they don't pick again until the 4th round, but that's...
Yeah,
just go get Mayfield.
I would agree.
They have their quarterback. Remember, McAdoo said it.
Yes, right. Hold on. I confused myself. And in fact, Ritter now to go first round was about $1.45 late last night. Now, the over on the receivers to go first round... Still 5.5, but that's juice between like minus 275, and I think you even saw higher. Like, did I notice? Like, I think it may be
340, 350.
Yeah. So over 5.5.
Yeah.
But that makes some sense, right? Because of, first of all, now these receivers are getting so much money. In fact, what is it? I think the second highest paid. They overtook defensive linemen, second highest paid position in the NFL behind quarterback, and higher than offensive linemen. Because of what's going on this offseason. And so teams, you know, like the Chiefs and now potentially the 49ers and others are like, yeah, the Packers, we're not going to pay you. We're going to start all over by having a rookie on their, a receiver on the rookie contract. And that's why I think a lot, this is going to happen as long as it's a good class. Teams are going to continue to draft wide receiver left and right in the first round. And now Deebo Samuel, huge, of course, with the reports yesterday, another game changer here.
What am I missing here? Because one book put up the odds, where will he play next year, and the 49ers are the small favorite.
Right.
We demanded a trade. And they can't work this out? He goes to Darlington, says, I demanded a trade. I don't want to be a 49er anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the reasons. Well, can't you just say, I don't want to be a running back anymore? And just say, okay, here's your contract, right. Fine. Well, maybe we'll occasionally give you the ball. Maybe right. An end around here and then.
Well, is that definitely what it is, or is that speculation? That he doesn't want to have the wear and tear. He doesn't want to put the miles on the odometer that a running back takes. He wants to specifically play wide receiver. So I will say this. He looked damn good last year as a running back.
Yeah.
But I get it if he doesn't want to, like, he goes to the Niners. Like, I didn't sign up for this, man. I'm a wide receiver. I made it work because I'm that good of a player, but I don't want to get killed. And by the way, he has injury problems anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
He's not his size, and you're playing that position with the wear and tear, you're right.
Well, Paul, here's the thing. If you compare a couple of different spots, right, there's one book, again, his next team, Niners still minus 205, then the Jets plus 450. At this book, the Colts are not even on the board. And then if you look globally, the Colts are the shortest shot at plus 450.
Oh, wow, really? Wow.
Can you imagine if they could pull off a trade and, I mean, Deebo Samuel as their star receiver to go along with that offensive line and Jonathan Taylor in the backfield? That's pretty much exactly what the Titans have then, with Derrick Henry and A.J.
Mm-hmm.
Brown.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs. I can't do it. They don't want to pay Tyreek Hill.
So Ian Rappaport came out yesterday, NFL Network, and tweeted right away that the teams to have some interest would be the Jets, the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Lions. I'm with you. Like, the Packers just said adios to Davante Adams, but they're going to have to trade and then pay Deebo Samuel? Like, I don't think betting on the Packers to be his next team makes much sense. I could be wrong on that, and they typically don't make moves like that anyway in the offseason. That's been their MO for a long, long time. I would love to see Samuel play with Aaron Rodgers, but I don't see that team. Because what's it going to take? Tyreek Hill just got...
Right.
The Chiefs five got picks? Like five picks for him in return.
Yeah. Right, but the timing is fantastic here.
With the draft a week away?
And then if something, I mean, will another wide receiver try to do the same thing? I mean, that'd be two big names to do that now, too.
How about that?
Pay me, let's go.
So Samuel's agent is also the agent for DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown. So this could be like just the very beginning of it, the tip of the iceberg.
Didn't Brown scrub the Titans from his social media, too? Debo did it. Murray's done it. That's the move now?
Yep. And Debo said only three people know the truth. Me, my agent, and the 49ers. That doesn't sound good.
That also doesn't make sense. I mean, what you talked to the reporter. You told the reporter, yeah, I asked for a trade. I mean, I don't know.
Right. But if that's the truth, right? If he's saying that I know the truth and I asked for a trade, then how can the 49ers be the shortest shot? How can they be minus 205? Yeah. They have him next year. Also, you have to consider this. Because Debo, whatever teams are going to be talking to the 49ers and Debo and his agent, obviously it's, you know, just I have to say this, you know, for the record, the team has to have it. There has to be like a handshake agreement that says, okay, we're going to trade for you. That means that we're going to sign you to a long-term deal, meaning that you want to be with us.
Yeah.
And Samuel has to sign off on that. Does Debo Samuel want to go to the Jets and play with Zach Wilson? I get to
as
get,
long as they yeah, as long as they pay him, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd want to take that chance. Ah. But I will say that to kind of negate that a little bit, Robert Saleh is the head coach. And we know what some players thought of him when he was the DC of the 49ers. Players loved him.
He'll just go and play with Tua. As long as you show me the money, I don't care who's there. You could play quarterback.
some of the stuff fascinates me.
This is great. Yeah.
He's okay with going from Mahomes to Tua, and Davante Adams is like, sign me up. Uh-huh. I can't wait to get out of Green Bay fast enough to go play with Derek Carr.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying, though, because Hill said, Jets, I don't know. Miami all the way along. But that's okay. Get ready for Charlie checkdown with Tua. And can't see over the line of scrimmage. But that's...
All I know is this. With 1 week to go before the draft, still nobody knows anything. And I think it could be total bedlam in the first 15 picks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I can't remember now again. I was listening to one, Mark. The guy said this will be the year because the draft's not that good and expect the unexpected.
Sure.
You could see a guy, well, the Raiders don't have a pick, but they would be the candidate. You could see a guy third round who sneaks into the top 20. He's like, wait, I had this guy third round. Where he's top 20? What happened here?
Sure.
He goes, this is going to happen. He thinks Thursday. Yep.
That's why I'm taking flyers on. I took Jameson Williams couple of weeks ago, per a recommendation from one of our guests at 6-1 to be first receiver.
Yes, I can see that.
But also, like, I took a shot with Ritter. Why not? Why? Who's to say Pickett or Willis? They have to be the number one quarterback taken in the draft because of what you just said.
Mm-hmm. And I talked about that linebacker out of Georgia.
Yeah.
That McShay goes, what am I missing here? And Jeremiah, when we look at the tape, he goes, it makes sense to go to the Patriots. Because the Belichick just says, tape don't lie, I'm going with this guy.
By the way, that's another team. Why could the Pats not be a player for Debo?
They're on the list. Yeah, they're on
those
odds board. Yes, they're on the odds board.
Mm-hmm. All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, professional sports bettor Aaron Renning is going to join the show. He's excellent on the NBA. How should we approach betting the Suns-Pelicans series with the latest Devin Booker news? And we can throw in Bucks-Bulls with what happened with Chris Middleton last night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, NBA here as professional sports bettor Aaron Renning joins the program, one of the very best to do it in this sport. Talk about tonight's card and some of these series prices now that they're adjusted with some of the injuries. ER, thanks for the time. Couple things. Were you on Raptors first quarter, first half last night, down 0-2 going back home? And if so, are you going to take that same approach with Denver tonight against Golden State and then Atlanta tomorrow night against Miami?
Yeah, great to be with you guys as always. Yes, I was. I was on with Matt and JVT yesterday. I mentioned that I played that first quarter, first half. Which, you know, again, and if you looked at the numbers, there were some things, you know, as far as the free throws and the 3-point that could turn around from a home court
sure.
perspective, which did, you know, it played out exactly to that, and that's kind of how you'd want it to go. And you could just see Toronto running out of gas in the second half, just hit a wall. Obviously, and just, you know, remarkable. You can't even get a plus, you know, you can't win a plus two and a half on that one. With that said, moving forward to tonight, I did not bet Denver. I'm not involved. That's certainly the way that, you know, you'd probably look to play it with or play it. I'm just not interested in this Denver team right now. It's a team that didn't play any type of defense the last 6 weeks of the season. They were still winning. And Malone just never cracked down. Some of it is just from a personnel perspective that they just can't get there defensively. And they're just up against it as the Warriors are seemingly going back to what the first month or two of the season when they hit their stride. And, you know, with the Joker, I mean, Draymond Green's just, you know, the perfect matchup you would want. So he's very frustrated. I definitely will be on Golden State if they win. If they win here tonight, as far as on Sunday, going for the sweep. I did bet Atlanta first quarter, first half. I thought this one sets up very well. Atlanta, not good on the road. They had played their best basketball for sure on their home court. And I think it makes a lot of sense here as far as I don't trust the Hawks to kind of close it out a little bit like the Raptors. But, you know, here's a scenario. Obviously, the Heat were able to pull away and get that point spread covered. It just seemed like kind of crazy how it worked out. But, you know, if you watch the game and you understand what's going on, you know, Atlanta just doesn't have anybody that can create their own shot for the most part outside of Trae Young. And he's just so, you know, end of game situations, just he's up against it because Miami's always going to have four plus defenders on the court. So very difficult for them to score in clutch situations. And then if you're watching the Miami side of the equation, I mean, they were targeting Trae Young every single time down the court, trying to get him in the pick and roll matched up against Butler, obviously. And then, you know, Capella, you don't have Capella in the middle to protect, you know, Trae Young getting blown by. So I just had a hard time betting Atlanta to close it off.
All right, what do you want to do with the Jazz game? Now it looks like Luka could play. There's a chance he goes, and that was just embarrassing. The Mavs hit 22 threes. 17 were uncontested. Jazz laying 7 at home tonight.
You know, it handicapped that game the other night. And, you know, obviously the Dallas is not going to be able to do anything inside as far as getting in and scoring against Gobert for the most part. And, you know, again, you know, Dallas just doesn't have playmakers, guys that can create their own shot without Luka. So you go into the game thinking, you know, Dallas has to shoot great from 3-point land. I guess the Jazz missed the memo on that one. But it is crazy because I just think this is a good situation for Utah. I can't, I can't go crazy personally. And I think Luka probably does play and that line should come down a little bit more. But it just seems a little bit of a letdown situation where, again, Dallas was just all out to win that game the other night. Luka comes back probably. It's just kind of an exhale by the rest of the team. But, you know, Dallas has been great. They've been tremendous defensively. I'll probably have a small bet here on Utah tonight.
Okay. So far, the first two games in this Wolves-Grizzlies series been lopsided one way for each team, and the Grizzlies blew them out the last time around. Well, now it shifts back to Minneapolis tonight, and the Grizzlies are a small favorite on the road here in Game 3. Have you bet this game yet, ER?
Yeah, I like the T-Wolves here. You know, coming off that embarrassing loss, I mean, they got demolished. Nothing went right. You know, to me, I like Anthony Edwards and I like Towns in this matchup against the Grizzlies. And they didn't show up. Towns again in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You saw them. He came back strong when he had that bad game in the play-in game. So, I just think from, you know, so much of this, the NBA playoffs, it really boils down, you got the best players and do they come together as a team? And I think Minnesota can play with the Grizzlies top-tier talent here. And with Memphis, you know, I've said it all year, you just, you know, phenomenal, 1-10, 1-11, whatever it is, great regular season team. Now it's going to be interesting because when you travel here, and again, the Memphis coach hasn't really tightened the rotation. He's going, playing 9-10 guys again. Generally don't see that here in the playoffs as much. So, and I always say, you know, to me, the bench always performs well at home. A little bit tougher to perform on the road. And I think this Minnesota is going to have a strong home court tonight. So I bet the T-Wolves here to win the game.
Well, hopefully we're done with this Adams business, and it's a lot of Tillman. And he was great in game two. I mean, Adams was atrocious and unplayable in game one. Well, how about the Suns-Pelicans total now? Flew over in game two, high-scoring game. What do you do now with the Booker injury? He's out for game three and game four. And what do you think? 217 the total Friday night.
You know, it was interesting because if you watch that fourth quarter, obviously without Booker the other night, I mean, Phoenix, I mean, they were able to put some points up, but they looked a little bit lost in that half court setting. And again, Booker just means so much. He can play point guard. He can create his own shot. Chris Paul, as far as New Orleans, you know, the focus of their defense so much on Booker, and he still goes off. But now, you know, they can move it around. They could put more of an emphasis here on Chris Paul. So, you know, I think Phoenix will not going to have an easy time scoring here without Booker. And, you know, with the Pelicans, I mean, they've been a little bit more of a defensive team since they made some of the changes that they did after the All-Star break with what they're doing. I think both teams are very good defensively. And, you know, I like what Phoenix has defensively as far as Crowder. And, you know, Chris Paul to a certain extent, but obviously Bridges to put on Ingram, to put on McCollum. Those are the two guys, obviously, that you want to stop. You saw Ingram slow it a little bit. You know, he's had that bad hamstring. Didn't matter the other night, but, you know, generally it's hard to repeat that. You know, the Pelicans were great from the three-point land, and they got so many easy baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Monty Williams talked about how you know, that was the worst transition defense
yes.
they played in a couple of years. So the focus certainly is going to be on taking that away. So I think it's a pretty solid bet here under the total.
All right, ER, we have like a minute left here. Middleton goes out of the game last night with an MCL injury, pending an MRI. I don't know what to expect with him. Do you think the Bucks without him could be in some trouble here in this series against the Bulls?
Here we go, Mitch. Budenholzer. We strike again last night. I mean, it's so frustrating watching this team at times. I mean, Bucks 36 turnovers the first two games. And one of the big thing about Milwaukee, they just don't have the depth like they had recently. I mean, the depth, they're really thin here without Middleton. So it's a blow. And, you know, it down the stretch, Holiday wasn't any good. He's, you know, it seems like every other game he plays well. So it you know, obviously the Booker injury with Phoenix, the team that was expected to come out of the West. And, you know, I thought the Bucks were the favorite to come out of the East. And here you have Boston and Philadelphia and Miami looking very strong. And the Bucks get a little bit weaker. So, again, should be a great playoffs to look forward to, but certainly wide open in the East.
You can follow Aaron on Twitter. He is at ER Sports One. As always, thanks so much for the time. Good luck tonight with the bets.
You bet. Thanks. Good luck to you guys.
Yep. Be good.
Thank you. That was what a bizarre, horrible beat with the Sixers again, if you had the Raptors.
No, of course.
They never led in regulation,
no.
Philly. And the three-pointer by Embiid, they get the cover.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. The offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, what an update we have on the 13-run pool in Major League Baseball and today's card. What a sad start to the season for this team. The only team in the modern era to pull this off. It's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. BetRivers, your home.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.